You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We do have some official audio from Shedeur Sanders ahead of his first start, the preseason start for the Cleveland Browns. And this is all courtesy of the University Hospital Browns Radio Network. Now, I have not listened to this, but we have been told that if you are a Shedeur fan, should we have a trigger warning here? You might become aggressively enticed by what you're going to hear. That's how Keith kind of put it to us.
Keith did this?
Remember? Keith literally talked to us about this, saying you're going to love what you hear from Shedeur.
Jake did this.
Keith did.
I didn't hear Keith at all.
Not just now, like leading back.
Oh, no, I didn't get the memo. No, I would have been crazy excited for this. No, Jake almost tempered it like I thought, I don't know. All right, now I'm excited. Right,
Kayla, can you comment on this?
When Keith was talking about it, JP was already past us. He just breezed by us.
Oh, I thought you had been prepared. All right. Well,
I know. I'm coming in this blind.
All right. Well.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. Well, okay. Simmer down. So this first clip here again.
Don't give me a dungeon.
From, you don't need one. It's wherever you want it. Just put it in the old mines.
Get it out, please.
This is from the University Hospital's Browns Radio Network. Shedeur on his start tonight.
Honestly, I'm just excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited. Go out there with all my teammates, and we're going to be able to compete. It's like muscle memory to me. I feel like me again, of course. So now it's time to be legendary.
Oh, he gave you the be legendary. You were on the fence. You were not going to do it until you heard be legendary.
I wasn't going to do anything anyway. What do you mean? I like the be legendary at the end. I like that he seems like he feels like he's being me. I like that. That's a good thing that he feels like, because it'd be odd if he was coming out here and talking about him being uncomfortable or what a weird situation this has been. But this is classic Shedeur. He has found in every interview and every sort of setting to be able to make it seem as if everything is on the up and up. Meanwhile, half of the media right now is talking about how he's got his back against the wall, not given a fair shake, this and that. And he's just cooler than the other side of the pillow. This is who he is.
Watching you be able to turn your Shippologist tricks in real time is just beautiful.
This is who he is.
It's
this
like
is
a like gift.
He's so
like you were put on
unfazed.
This earth to apologize for Shedeur
he's
Sanders.
He's so unfazed. It's amazing.
Is he 26? Is he 30? It can't be 22.
That's what I don't understand. Like Coward goes on that big rant of like, oh, because he makes Myles Garrett laugh. All of a sudden, he's not a real adult at 23 years old, and I want my quarterback to be like he's 43 instead of 23. All right, Colin, listen to a press conference once in a while. Shedeur sounds like he's about to go ahead and talk to me about my 401k, and we're going to go ahead and sit down and do a crossword puzzle together. Like, the man seems like he's nearing 43 instead of 23 right there.
Remember, if it lasts longer than 4 hours, consult a doctor. Here's another clip of Shedeur from the University Hospital Browns Radio Network. Shedeur on whether he needs to get hit tonight.
Nah, I don't have to get riled. I don't have to get hit to get back in football mode. I mean, overall, it's just a mentality you got to go out there with, you know. So you're either going to be the hammer or you're going to be the nail. So we're going to make sure our guys and the team and the offense is ready. And defensively, you know, everybody that's going out there that's competing, we're going to be ready. I mean, I want to go out there and establish us just being the Cleveland Browns, you know, the new and improved one.
Good answer. Relatively dumb question, all things considered. Yeah, I know some quarterbacks like to get hit. Like, that's, I always thought that was too much of a macho thing. Like, I love the reality that Shador puts out there of like, no, I don't need the car accident on my body. I think I'll be okay.
There are times where that's apt. I don't know a kid who played behind the worst offensive line in college
and spent his whole life running and trying to avoid being hit is going to be like, yeah, I would like to be hit a time or two. That does sound like a lot of fun. It's like part of the Shador's game that we actually critique is the idea that he spent his whole entire time in college trying to avoid getting hit.
Does it be like
maybe
asking,
stay in the pocket a little bit longer and take the hit? But he's like, no, I don't want to do that. That's not fun for me.
This would be like asking a soldier on D-Day, do you think you need to get shot again?
Exactly.
I think all those times was enough, and I'm ready to just, you know, put down the arms here.
So trust me, I remember how it feels. We're okay.
I just think where we are tonight is if you honestly have an open mind on Shador, then there's really no bad outcome to come out of this. Like, if Shador has a bad game tonight, well, that probably answers a fair amount of the questions to come out of this. If Shador has a great night tonight, well, I think that, you know, posits some optimism there, and maybe he's more in the quarterback conversation. And even if he's just mediocre or just average, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
Well, okay, like, yeah, you probably don't answer as many questions as if he was one of the extremes, but him getting out there is valuable experience and tape you can remember if you're the Cleveland Browns going forward, and same for the fans as well.
For sure. Mediocre is tough, though, or average tonight is tough, because I think a lot of the fan base wants to go to the extremes when it comes to Shador, and if he's just average, it might stamp down what we kind of should expect tonight, which is, I mean, he's a rookie quarterback. Like, look at some of the quarterbacks you watched last night that were all rookies. Now, those guys were all taken in the Checks Notes sixth round, one round away from Shador, but they all struggled in a big-time way.
Well, this is where I do think that it's going to be harder than I think we realize to quantify, did he have a great night or a bad night or somewhere in between, or a mediocre night or an average night, is he isn't the sling the ball. He's not Cam Ward. He's not like the I'm going to make plays off schedule and throw the ball all around the yard, positively or negatively. Like,
or he's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah, like Shador is what we would call more of a system quarterback. He is more play within the system, make smart decisions, don't turn the ball over.
Which is why Stefanski should love him, though, because he should be able to thrive in Stefanski's system.
Well, but I think my point is, like, if you're looking for, you see that 70-yard pass that Shador had to gauge Larvadane?
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Yeah, but I don't know that people understand that.
So,
I don't know everybody's watched Shador the way you or I have.
But we haven't done a good enough job telling people what they need to be watching tonight or what they should be expecting tonight, then.
I put this one on you.
Okay, fine. No, because I've said it enough. You haven't listened enough or listened hard enough.
Quick flip-flop there.
If that's the case, I hate
it. When I threw it on you, you were like, but well, it's, you know, true. We have done a good enough job. This is on you.
No, but it's true, though. Like this is like the part of what makes me so excited for tonight and why I have a hard time thinking that he's going to have a hard time thinking this is going to be some sort of just calamity out there is that what has Stefanski in the time that he's been here done best? He has gotten wide receivers open in spades. The problem that they've had with Deshaun Watson, that they had in early parts of Baker Mayfield, is they weren't able to hit a lot of those guys. But when you like actually watch those games and watch what a Stefanski offense is, guys are open all day long. That's what he does great. He schemes guys open. All you needed this entire time was an extremely accurate quarterback to be able to hit those guys. Shador can do that. Now, maybe the problem comes into play if Shador can't find those guys or can't see those guys. But in college, he was able to. So, 10 to 15 yards, he's going to be able to thrive. 5 to 10 yards, he should be able to thrive.
I kind of am going in expecting okay, right? Because it is his first NFL action. He has not had a lot of really, really great reps. But I've kind of X'd out a really bad performance simply because he's a football player. Like, this is like the number one thing that I think matters about this situation. And to the Shahive that has said, he doesn't have enough first team reps. You're trying to make him fail in this preseason game. I understand why they're saying that. I would say, like, this isn't like a ridiculous athlete who's learning to play quarterback or learning to be a football player, mm-hmm. the number one thing I am certain about Shador is he's a football player. And given that he grew up being Deion's son, given the fact that he grew up being Shador Sanders and playing as much football as he has since he was as little as you possibly could,
yeah.
the one thing I fall back on is if you let football players, and there is a distinction, like football guys who are just, it's innate. It is part of their DNA that they are football players. And I think Shador classifies as that. If you no matter what the situation is, if you put them out there, they'll have some level of success.
Yeah.
And I think that's more where I'm at with Shador, is I would be surprised if he was bad, because I hate to go too far into this, but there is the element of you were born to do this.
Well, and part of that, I think, speaks to this next point about how, when it comes to Shador, I think he's got something that a lot of the other six-round quarterbacks that you watched last night play that just doesn't exist for them, and that there's no moment that's ever going to be too big for him. Like, someone was tweeting at me, like, is this the most amount of people he's ever played for in his life? It's like, well, one, no, that answer is no. But number two, it doesn't matter anyway. Like the pressure side of this for Shador is just non-existent. In the same way that we do give credit to some big school quarterbacks, like for Will Howard, for instance, I would say the same thing. I mean, Will Howard played in a national title game. He played in a million playoff games at Ohio State. He played in the game at Ohio State. Like, he'll be fine. He can do the pressure side of things. Shador's in that same bucket as well. He can't be concerned about that. It won't affect him in the slightest.
216-474-0092. Is a mediocre performance from Shador the worst outcome, because it won't answer as many questions as one of the extremes? And can someone in the AFC North please make this thing interesting? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You don't understand.
You don't get the levels we would have gone.
I am your salvation.
We would have gone.
Average listener.
If you thought this was 11 out of 10, you haven't met me long enough.
So Shador's walk into the Bank of America Stadium has been posted. Actually, I believe it was Daniel Oyafusi, who was on with us at 2:40, got the video. And all right, so there's a few things. One, apparently Shador is walking in to his own song.
Well, yeah. Why would he not walk into his own song?
You don't have to walk into music.
You create a banger like that, you're not going to walk in on that?
You do not have to walk into any music. You just walk into silence.
If you're lame. If you're just a big lame guy.
Yeah, like 99% of quarterbacks don't walk into a song.
I love that he is hyping this up in a big way.
That you love.
I love what this vibe moment is. I don't understand the guy with the staff in his hand. I don't know where that guy came from.
I think that's the more problematic thing. Is he a member of the team or is he a member of the Shahive?
It doesn't seem like Shador was just like, hold this.
Wait. So I thought the guy with the staff, if you guys haven't seen this, you need to go to Twitter, see Daniel Oyafusi's tweet. So the guy with the staff is also carrying a bag. I thought it was just luggage. That's playing the song. Part of the luggage is a gigantic speaker.
Yeah.
I might be out on Shador, guys.
Wait, you thought it was an iPhone or something he was just playing off
yes,
of?
Yes, I had no idea. I haven't listened to
it.
Why
are you out? Because he enjoys his own music to get him hyped up?
Because this is Chach.
Oh, first football player to ever play music before a big game.
You are so gaslighting America right now.
Not at all.
That is such a gaslighting thing to say.
Why?
He's the first guy. How many quarterbacks?
Every quarterback plays music before they play these games.
How many quarterbacks walk into a stadium?
Have you seen with Mahomes and those Bose headphones that they always have? They all play music.
They're listening to it.
They're not playing it for everyone before the game. This is 3 hours. Kickoff's in 2.5 hours.
If any other quarterback did this in the NFL, you'd call them chotch.
Not a chance.
No, you need to know.
Who cares what he's walking into?
That is, my God.
He's like a boxer getting ready for a fight. This is his entrance.
Guys, if you or a family member
is
displaying the same attitude that Peter Lynn is displaying right now.
This gets him cocky. This gets him.
Call the lads in white shirts.
This is him feeling it in the moment.
Get the straight jacket. This is pure Shador derangement scenario.
For 3 months, the Browns have told him you're a fourth string quarterback and a fifth round pick. That's not fourth string quarterback, fifth round pick energy, and that's what I need from him. I need him to constantly remind himself
him to be good
that
at
he is
football.
Much better than what the Browns try to tell him that he is.
So wait, you think at any point Shador's forgotten what he was?
No.
You think he's been humbled
by any of
this?
Because he continues to do this, which is why he needs to. I can't let him be before the biggest game he's ever had in his life, and that's what this preseason game is right now, by the way. Before the biggest game of his life, I can't have him thinking he's just another chotch. Come in with your music.
This is.
Come in with your entourage, with the staff. Get yourself ready to go, and I'll see you. I'll see you at kickoff.
This is Shaspin like we've never heard. And I dare say,
not really.
This is Shasickness.
Hey, very Colin Coward of you, right, by the way, to be like, oh, he plays music before he plays a football
this
game.
Is
how
not
dare
common.
He?
Oh, Cam the music's so loud. Look at me, Louie, of any quarterback. He never showed up with his own boombox blasting his own music.
How old are you at this point? Oh, he plays music before 2.5 hours before a game?
Oh, you are gaslighting, son of a, you know
what. Let me get you a bottle of Ensure while we're at it.
Oh.
You need some of those special diapers? Too?
Yes, I do.
Did your Buckeye
you.
Card just get in the mail as well? Oh, he plays music 2.5 hours. How
no
dare
other
he?
Quarterback
the tunes
does this,
too
let
loud?
Alone a backup quarterback.
Are they too
Peterlin.
Loud for you?
I understand you have to say everything the guy does in bleed gold ingots. This is embarrassing.
No, what's embarrassing is the sabotage on Shador for playing music is embarrassing. It's 3 hours before the game.
So he should, wait, but no.
Get,
no.
Do whatever you need to do to get yourself pumped up and excited to play this football game. I don't care if he had Cirque du Soleil at his locker before this game. If it gets him excited and ready to go,
if
bring him
Gabriel
on.
If Dylan Gabriel did this, you would call him the chump of all times. If Kenny Pickett did this, you would make fun of him and roast him in his tiny baby hands.
I
all
roast
right?
those baby hands regardless of what he
That's
does.
That's fair.
You and I
but
both
you'd
know
roast
it.
Them harder, all right? You'd come up with creative ways to roast him. This is a different level of gaslighting.
Oh, please. You act like
spin.
You act like he's got like 50 Cent flanking him to the right, and he's got a whole music concert going on.
He's got a guy with a staff.
It's a guy with a staff.
Carrying
I don't know where
back.
The staff comes from. I can't defend the staff. I don't know where that comes from.
Who's
the
carrying
guy,
a boombox?
The guy looks like he's in Lord of the Rings.
Playing,
I don't know what's happening there.
Playing Shador's song.
What's a Gandalf? Is that the guy's name?
Yes.
He looks like he's Gandalf. I don't know where Shador.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I thought that was going to be the right move. He's just playing his music. This is what we call, you've called him before like an Instagram quarterback or something to that effect.
Social media influencer quarterback.
That's what this is. This is two birds with one stone. Hey, I promote my music because everyone's going to be listening to this as I go in, and it does absolutely nothing to harm my actual play. And the process gets me pumped up.
Nor does it help.
It gets him pumped up.
So that at gets the end, him, that he goes for 203 tutties tonight. He's going to be like, it's Shigandolf. That's what it's going to be?
He might do the wrist up. He might do the wrist up, and then he might go, that was legendary, and then shout out this Gandalf character.
I got a
character.
Wrist motion for you right now. I got a couple for you. 216-474-0092.
You got arthritis with that old man takes you have?
You know what? I'm not going to fight fire with fire. All right? You've got Shador derangement syndrome, yeah. And it's showing, and yeah. I've been shown. I've been told. Mm-hmm. I've been instructed. I've grown up
you're like
you don't attack people
like
with sickness
30 seconds away from doing cowards. Oh, he's got a backwards cap on, how dare he. And you're wearing a backwards
you're about
hat.
30 seconds away from needing a smoke and a cigarette.
Yeah, well,
I don't know why I said smoke and a cigarette, but I think you know what I mean.
We're going for some smoke and some electrolytes. I got it.
Ben in Strongsville, how we doing, buddy?
You guys are special.
Yo, how's it going?
It was really good until whatever the she arrival was at Panther Stadium.
Hey, listen, I don't know why we're so pessimistic about the cockiness, the swagger of Shador. We had that with Baker, and we let him walk.
Baker never did this.
Let's lean into it a little bit.
No, Baker just shaved his mustache three different ways before playing on the Broncos or playing the Broncos.
What have we got to lose at this point? Let's just lean into it.
More games.
Let him do what he's got to do.
Ben, we appreciate you, buddy. All right. Ben, very nice young man from Strongsville. Appreciate you. If Shador starts week one, does the same thing, and they go 3-14, you will turn on him. You know how I know? Because when Baker was going 11-6 and shaving his mustache three times in a day, mm-hmm. It was the funniest thing ever. When he did it the next year, he was an immature chotch, and that's why they were losing.
That is kind of how this works with athletes, with a lot of us. Like, if they're doing things that are out of the norm or doing things that just seem a little off, if they're winning, it's, hey, look at that personality. And if they're losing, it's like, how dare you do anything but football?
Mark on Twitter saying, it's just the culture now. I have no problem with him coming in with his music. No other quarterback does this. Like, this has to be, like,
a lot of them wear headphones when they come in.
They don't have a guy carrying a staff and a big speaker that's playing their song.
Well, they don't have music to promote the same way. They got to promote the music.
All right. Po' Boy.
Two birds, one stone.
Po' Boy and Parma, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, this is a deep cut. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's a movie called I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And every good black hero needs their own theme music. Jack Slade shows up. He's got a full band behind him. This is fantastic. I love it. I can't wait for more of it. Shador, go ahead. Get your own theme music. Get out there and shine, boy. Love it.
All right. Thank you, Po' Boy.
Thank you very much.
No one ever judges Joe Burrow when he shows up in his Fashion Week outfits. Like, that's Joe Burrow's hobby.
Because every quarterback
does
that.
He likes fashion, so he wears his different outfits, and he tries to stand out in any sort of way. Shador's hobby is making music. And so
he's got
entrance,
like 12
then,
hobbies,
his entrance,
and they all involve something.
His hobby is making music, and so his entrance then collaborated with his love for music and his love for football. It's a way to express himself. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
If Joe Burrow did this, you would excessively make fun of him. I just need you. Okay.
I don't believe that's true.
All I need you to acknowledge is that this is not typical and no one else has tried what he's doing here in a preseason game.
You know what
game.
Else isn't typical? Shador Sanders. Not typical.
You're going to turn people against the kid.
Well, how am I doing it?
Because you're being such a chapologist.
It's not chapologist. It's just what
yes, making a big, you are.
You're the one
you're
making a deal.
You're gaslighting Cleveland.
There's no gaslighting happening here.
You're
it's not a big deal.
To admit what's happening.
He's got a hobby. He comes in with his song. Now, we've met in the middle with the Gandalf guy. Okay, I don't know where that came from.
But he's that not. One, he's not part of
that's
this.
That's also not Shador necessarily holding the stick. That's the Gandalf guy holding the stick. We can agree that one. That's a little out there. I'll meet you halfway on that. Gandalf.
You don't think
Gandalf doesn't
Shador
have to be involved
had a say in that.
The Gandalf guy doesn't have to be a part of this. That's a little
odd. Who's going
to
carry the speaker?
But having your speaker play your music as you come in, you get yourself hyped. Like, I do love the idea of whether it's an athlete, whether it's a performer, whether it's somebody in the creatives. Everyone's got their own ways of getting hyped up. And so making it as if it's a bad thing 2.5 hours before a game because somebody rolls in a speaker is just a wild take.
I think
these guys could do basically whatever they want as long as they show up 3 hours before the game, like,
and
you're
none
good.
Of them have done this.
They've all done different things in entering. That's why I brought up Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow
wears not the
wacky
same thing
outfits.
As looking like a weird male model.
It's kind of in the same ballpark.
This
that's,
is sniffing
that's Joe
your own
Burrow's,
farts.
That's Joe Burrow's
while
hobby.
Walking into the thing.
That's Myles Garrett wears the different costumes for Halloween every single year that he shows up.
This is not the same.
Like, it's different. Well, if Myles wrote a song, I'd be like, all right, walk in promoting your song. Who cares?
And then he'd release a song 6 minutes
like,
later
you,
saying the
do
opposite.
Do you really think that this impacts how Shador Sanders is going to play tonight?
No, but does
There's
he
no,
look like a
it.
Knob?
Then that's the end of the story.
By the way, do you really think this is going to impact how he's going to play?
No, it doesn't really. I think it's 1% more confident than that's not. It can't be a bad thing, but no, it's it's 2.5 hours before the game. None of it is going to impact any of it.
The whole point why the Browns, or not the whole point, part of the point of what makes, I think, Kevin Stefanski allergic to Shador Sanders is that Kevin, and the same thing with Baker, by the way, Kevin
I agree with
doesn't
this.
Want your personality. He wants you to be about football.
And I agree
so
with that.
So if you're trying to earn a spot in the quarterback derby, the quarterback kerfuffle, and they're not giving you any chance, and the first time you get a chance because of injuries, not because of any of the actual great work you've actually done in limited opportunities, but because of injuries you're starting, you come in like this, like you're Apollo Creed in the first Rocky. Yeah, I think this is going to, I think there's going to be some judgment on this one.
I agree. Stefanski has to hate this.
Gonna be,
you know, we've known Stefanski long enough to know. So there's no chance Stefanski's like, this is great. He might answer an interview question about it and be like, I love when people express their personalities because he's got to. I would imagine he was not thrilled with this entrance. I would imagine.
Let's go with.
Doesn't bother me in the slightest bit, though.
Alex in Fairlawn. Alex, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Alex.
I'm being gaslit by my partner, but other than that, I'm doing really well.
Yeah, and I think your partner, JP, over there is a little insane, to be honest.
Just a little.
This
insane?
Is too much. I mean, the insane to think about this, that this entrance is like, warranted and earned. Guys, this is week one of preseason. I mean, this.
So if he had played well, then you would have been like, if this is okay? Like,
no, if it was his rookie debut, I'd actually kind of understand it. It'd still be chotch, but I'd get it.
You might think it's chotch, but my point is it's 2.5 hours before the game. Who cares what he does?
So if it was 1.5 hour before the game,
if this
be
is a half hour before the game, I'm like, you might want to lock it in, buddy. Like, at some point, you got to go to work. This is 2.5 hours before the game.
Who cares about what it is?
How am I
no
the insane
other quarterback
one?
Does it. Because should justify just about anything at this point.
Or we just call him a trendsetter and say, why hasn't any other quarterback done this?
That's the insanity that Alex is talking about.
Why hasn't any other? You know, quarterbacks ever come into music? Oh, sorry he didn't put it in an iPod and have it in earphones.
Yes, he made everybody else listen to his crappy song. This is different. I just need you to address that this is different. That's what's driving me crazy.
No. What's driving you crazy is that, what's driving me crazy is how 1965 this take feels. Like, oh, can't express himself at all? Can't play his own music?
Alex, come on.
He can't play his own music to get himself excited 2.5 hours before the biggest game of his career? 2.5 hours before?
No. Nobody else does this.
Maybe they should start.
I'm saying, you know, maybe you could just be like every single other NFL player and wear your bows in, and that's how you get locked in, and that's fine.
Oh, no, you're right. We want you to be Eminem in that Slim Shady music video where it's just everyone has the white T-shirt and the blonde hair, and it's an assembly line of those guys. He's got to fit in and be exactly just like everybody else. Why do you think everyone loves Shador the way that they do? It's because he doesn't do that. He beats to his own drum. He's got his own mentality.
I think you're beating
to himself there.
To your like, own that's, drum here.
That's, if Alex, that's why I get why you don't like Shador, or you're not a Shador supporter at this point. You haven't understood.
I do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Like Shador, honestly, because I think he has potential, but at the same token, I think this is just way too cocky for the cockiness that hasn't been earned yet.
He's playing music on a speaker.
We appreciate it.
No, how is this cocky?
Alex, we appreciate you. You know how it is.
How?
That's what pisses me off.
He's playing music on a speaker.
It would piss you off.
No,
so bad.
It's music on a speaker 2.5 hours before a game.
If Aaron Rodgers did this, you would want to hand him over, deport him to Costa Rica so he could live amongst the ayahuasca flower.
He might enjoy that deportation. He might say, finally, they did it. Thank you.
Shador.
Like, I grew up in a whole history of people wearing boomboxes on their shoulders, walking around.
Shador.
And all of a sudden, having music openly playing that's your songs because he's proud of his own work is all of a sudden a bad thing.
By the way,
guy's got a hobby. He's proud of what he does.
Now, clubs are off. His song sucks. All right.
Well, now you're just being mean.
This song sucks.
Now you're just being mean. That's why it sounds like
a 12-year-old wrote the song.
He's very proud of it. He wants people to hear it, and he's coming into the game. This gets him excited. You're just being hateful. It sucks.
It stinks.
You're just being hateful.
It's a crappy song.
I can't believe it.
If Kyler Murray released this song, all the Shador fans will be making fun of it. That's how caca the song is. It's not a banger. So the song stinks. It's even more embarrassing.
It gets him going. And you know what? Whatever gets you in the mood, whatever gets you right in order to play.
Easy there, Sex Dungeon.
We meet halfway. The Gandalf thing isn't great.
No, you're not.
I don't understand
me.
It. But
you're going,
playing
you're
music,
going 12% of the way, playing
music,
of the
openly
way.
Playing music before you make your entrance 2.5 hours before a football game can't be the criticism we have in 2025.
But here's the thing: you can't separate
that can't be it.
Gandalf. He he's carrying the boombox. So he's clearly some sort of a supplant. All right?
We got to find out who this Gandalf guy is. We got to find out what his relation is. We got to find out.
It might be Gage Larvadane.
I was going to say it's actually Deontay Johnson. He's just trying to get on his good side for tonight.
216-474-0092. If you've seen this ridiculous video of Shador walking in with Shagandalf, the staff.
Yeah, when Nick scribes it out. Athlete plays music loudly walking into a stadium to play
Charming
football game.
Or Chach. More on this in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Has Shador infested the entire team? Did Shador's entrances just infest? How serious can we take this team if they're wearing matching outfits?
I'm going to tell you right now, the Browns are either going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or they're going to win one game and everyone's getting fired. These are the kind of shenanigans that either lead you to greatness.
They're not shenanigans. It's not shenanigans.
Or it's Hugh Jackson's ass falling out, jumping into Lake Erie after going winless in a season.
I'm not surprised that Shador did this only because look at NBA culture and the entrances attached to that. Like, it's a real way
of. Even NBA players haven't done this.
I watched Trae Young bring an ice cooler in it with sneakers that he was trying to promote into a tunnel entrance.
Still like, not as weird as having a teammate of yours have a speaker in playing your song.
This is the way that this is going down. But I never thought I'd see a wide receivers coach and an OC coach coming together that way.
It really is. And so,
you have to have swag in order to try to pull that off.
I don't think either guy has swag.
I think your comment about either 3-14 or the Super Bowl might be accurate.
So, on top of this, the Pharaoh, as it turns, or whatever, the Shagandalf, the man carrying the staff and also wheeling in the speaker blaring Shador's music.
Yeah.
We had a call. This is not by any means official, but they say it's Tony Brown, who's a cornerback with the Browns.
Yeah.
And they say that the staff is a religious artifact.
Which we have to know how deep of a religious artifact this is.
Is he a pharaoh?
I have to figure out where this came from.
Is it Moses' staff?
Is it like $1 million staff? Like, is it like a $10,000 staff?
Like, the idea that anyone would understand you're carrying staff in, and it's like, no, sorry, he's just really religious. He's just big into the G, right?
You can't tell me he hasn't made friends on the team. If you got him signing up to carry the staff and play his music.
I actually think this might be the best sign.
This is like a cult following.
This might be the best sign that Shador is going to be somebody with the Browns. If I think 5 or 6 year veteran, a cornerback is willing to carry your speaker in while carrying his mighty staff of the Middle East or something else?
Yeah. So here's what I would say on this whole entire thing. Kind of like when it comes to the NBA players, when they come in with their extravagant entrances and everything else, they're fine. But if you don't play well, they're going to get thrown back in your face. Is Baker getting shaving 3 times in a game? It's fine. You can do it. You just have to play well. If you play well, nobody will care.
You know, it's going to be thrown in your face too, right? Not by me.
No, I mean, I might just find it ridiculous if anybody could associate something that happens 2.5 hours in a pregame entrance to how he's going to play on the field. People will, but it is ridiculous.
What other quarterback would you
they
not
say? They all express themselves in certain ways. They all do. If you've been watching tunnel entrances long enough to see that they all do different things.
Is this outside the norm for NFL quarterbacks?
He just doesn't have headphones on. That's we met at Gandalf. We met at the artifact.
Okay, but
that's
the whole thing together.
But that's Shador though. Shador just won't. He won't just do it the same way as everybody else. He had to do something that was in his mind a little bit extra. Yes,
for a preseason game.
He's got to get himself into it. He's got to get himself excited, and he's been able to do it.
But okay,
his own music.
Earlier,
it's not bothering anybody.
It's not bothering anybody
in the slightest bit.
I think it's bothering people on social media.
Why? Why would you be bothered on social media?
Kevin Stefanski will be annoyed by this when he gets asked about it after the game.
If he throws 3 touchdowns and throws for 200 yards, no one's going to even come close to even thinking about
this. And if he throws for 125 yards
and
3 interceptions.
Will you admit on Monday, if he looks good, that this didn't matter?
No, it's not about mattering to the game. But is this outside the norm for a 5th-round rookie quarterback who I thought was a 2nd-round talent? I'm trying to present that fair and balanced. Is it the 4th man on the depth chart? Is this abnormal? Because that's the other thing. You keep talking about all these starting quarterbacks. He's not the starting quarterback. He is the 4th backup. Like, that's the other part of this that is just, it's funny. It is funny. I'm not outraged about it. I am incredibly amused by it. But it is, I mean, it is, if anyone else on the planet did this, or if a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback did this, we would never let it go.
Well, but the Steelers have never had a quarterback that we would think to ourselves, you know, when it comes to, I'm not going to say never had a quarterback that drew attention. They've had a bunch that have drawn attention,
or had,
obviously.
Like, problematic.
Yeah, they've had a bunch that have had that type of situation. But like this is where Shador puts himself in his own little class, where it's almost like the rules for most people, and when it comes to Shador, are just a little bit different here. But I understand what you're saying. If he played for Jacksonville and his name wasn't Shador Sanders,
if Trevor Lawrence
all
did
the
this.
Hype, even Trevor Lawrence, though, like this is just how these entrances go these days. Like every quarterback, every NBA player, all these guys, they just do different things.
Trevor
now.
Lawrence gets made fun of for looking like Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, but this isn't 1975. Like this is how players express themselves, and because it happens 3 hours before the game, most people don't really have an issue with it.
I think you're doing a great job of dodging the charges, and I'm proud of you.
It's not dodging. It's not dodging the charges.
You are 100% dodging.
It's
the
not
charges.
Dodging the charges.
Oh my God.
I can't believe you seem offended by this.
Honestly, Anthony Lima, you are no longer the slippery wizard.
I can't believe you're offended by this.
This last 40 minutes and the shenanigans you have pulled.
You know in your heart, anything that happens 2.5 hours before a game's got nothing to do with the game.
If we talk about what we know in our heart,
promoting
your hobby, if anyone else did this,
playing music openly is the problem here.
With
Kent Carman says he answers calls and plays them on the loudspeaker all the time. What's the difference? You're just, it's just so he doesn't,
so you're
so he doesn't put headphones in?
And somebody else I would make fun
he
of.
He doesn't put headphones in? That's his biggest crime right now? Come on.
That's a bad analogy.
Come on.
That's an awful analogy.
Well, it blows my mind. Apparently Ken just, he'll just, if he's listening to music or anything, he'll just listen to it as if he
but
just.
Everybody
just,
else has to?
Everyone has to. Yeah,
if
yeah,
I
yeah.
ever catch that, Ken's going to catch hell for me. And I very rarely will ever say that. I will make fun of Ken for that to his face.
He said that on the air. I think it was a couple months ago that he just if it's music, whatever it is, he just kind of he just listens to it on his phone.
The
but
lead.
He doesn't put the headphones in.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.